Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes, and now the weather and the business of farming. Temperatures in the 90s again today means another day of coping, not just for city dwellers, but also for farmers. They're used to varying weather, of course, but the extreme heat does add some challenges. To tell us about it this morning, we turn to Rich Bonanno, who runs his family's farm, Pleasant Valley Gardens, in Methuen. He's also president of the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation. Good morning, Rich, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome. Good morning yourself.
Let me ask you, Rich, what crops are you concerned about as we enter day three with temperatures over 90 degrees? How do crops react to this?
Well, first of all, crops need extra water during this time period just because the extra heat causes them to grow a little quicker, and so they're using water a little faster. But a couple of crops that we're especially interested in are concerned about during this hot weather. One would be tomatoes. Tomatoes can tend to abort their fruit, and that crop of flowers at that particular point on the plant can be lost. And that's always a concern when the temperatures, especially if the tomatoes, get above 95.
Why do they do that? Because it's the plant trying to save itself so it gets rid of the fruit so it can save the greenery?
I never really had that discussion with the tomato plant, but my guess is that there's some issues sometimes with the plant being able to take up the proper amount of nutrients during very hot weather. Those crops are self-pollinated, so there can be pollination issues that happen, but tomatoes especially are prone to that. The other concern is soft, cool-season crops, especially like lettuce. Even if the soil is well-watered, excessive heat can cause these crops to wilt.
I understand you already lost a small field of lettuce.
Yeah, we had some green leaf that 2 days ago when the heat wave started. I just didn't get to it quick enough, and by the time I turned the water on, the plants were already wilted, and green leaf is especially susceptible to this tip burning, and there's no recovery from that. Once it happens, it happens, and the plant doesn't heal itself.
Are there crops that enjoy the heat? Does corn, for example, as long as it's got water and the ground isn't drying out, does corn love this?
Yes, and a lot of our warm season crops, corn especially, but also all of our fruiting vegetables, even though we've generally had a warm spring, by the time those crops got into the ground in mid to late May into early June, the weather has been a little bit on the cool side. So they, if they're well-watered, are actually growing very nicely over the last couple of days.
And what about the farmer? What about you? What do you have to do in order to cope with the heat?
Well, for us, it's the extra work of irrigation, so we're out more. You can't let off at all on irrigation, so it's a constant battle. We've been in the field all day the last 2 days, from about 6 o'clock in the morning and till usually 8 or 9 o'clock at night, because there's so many things to do. Probably the biggest concern when we have a series of extended, really hot, humid weather is what happens when the air mass changes. The biggest concern of a lot of farmers is the threat of heavy thunderstorms and hail.
Which may come this afternoon or tonight for us.
Exactly. And again, there's nothing you can really do about it. The relationship between farmers and Mother Nature is generally one-sided. So we have to wait and see what happens. But anything out in the field can be damaged by heavy hail. And whenever there's exceptionally hot weather followed by a pretty good cool front coming along, there's always that threat.
Well, Rich Bonanno, president of the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation, who runs the Pleasant Valley Gardens Farm in Methuen, maybe Mother Nature will be nice to you today.
We certainly hope so. Thank you very much.